Hi, and welcome to this moment of prayer. Before we talk to our Heavenly Father in prayer, kindly subscribe and turn on notifications to join our growing prayer community. Also, share this powerful prayer with your friends and family. Please continue to meditate on this prayer. Pray it daily or listen to this video over and over again, and allow the Word of God and power in this prayer to reach into your spirit or soul. Now, let us pray.
Heavenly Father, I come to your throne of grace with my burdens and pains. I need your healing power in my life. Comfort me in my suffering. Lend skills to the hands of my healers and bless the means used for my care. Give me confidence in the power of your grace as I put my trust in you. Let your healing power flow through my veins. I speak life into every dead cell in my body in Jesus' name. I reach up to you and receive this healing so that I may be able to minister to others in a way that brings fullness to your glory. How wonderful it is to be able to worship you without stain or blemish, and to be totally healed and walk in wholeness. I come humbly before you, asking you to heal me in every area of my life. I give you my heart and faith that you can make me whole. I believe you are my healer and redeemer. Help me pursue healing while I wait for my miracle, and fill me afresh with your power and love. I am before you today as a child, longing to hear from you and seeking your divine healing. I do know that with a touch of your hands, you can make me whole. Dear Lord, I am sick and tired of being sick and in pain. I reach forward today to touch the hem of your garment and receive my healing in Jesus' name. I give you this hurt, pain, weakness, in sorrow in exchange for your comfort. You bind up my wounds so they can heal. You give rest to my heart so it can beat strong again. You give power to the weak and strength to the powerless. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Heal me from whatever might separate me from you. Heal my memory, heart, and emotions. Lay your gentle hands on me and heal me through. I stand on your word in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. But now I will heal and mend them. I will make whole and bless them with an abundance of peace and security. Let your word be fulfilled in my life. Make me whole and bless me with your peace and security. Guide me toward better health. Protect me from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let me heal miraculously. I come before you and surrender completely. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. Ultimately, I want your will to be my will. I look forward to spending eternity with you. But Lord, if you have planned still more for me to do on this earth, I not only need and want your physical healing, but through deep down cleansing and strengthening, a wholehearted renewal of all that I am. I glorify your name for your healing power in my life. Amen.
I hope this prayer ministered to you. If it did, kindly share it with your friends and loved ones, and also subscribe for more prayers. God bless you. Bye.
Heavenly Father, I pray for your healing power over my body. I release the life of God into every cell in my body right now. Holy Ghost, please come with your power and fire. Sweep through right now from head to toe. And let your fire burn out everything that is not supposed to be in my body. Thank you, Lord, for walking this earth and for experiencing the brokenness of this world so that you can meet me in compassion and empathy in times of sickness and distress. Bring healing, comfort, and peace to my body and soul. Root out any unhealthy and abnormal cells causing pain and sickness in my body. Father, Lord, your words are healthy. I pray that you speak your words of healing over my body and soul. I ask for physical and spiritual healing in the name of Jesus. I speak into my body your energy, abundance, comfort, and clarity. Nothing is impossible for you. You are the God of abundant life. I claim that life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Sanctify everything I do and guide me towards good health. Your word says, Lord, that the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. I come to you today in faith, asking that you heal me from every sickness, disease, and illness. In the midst of my pain and weakness, strengthen my faith that I may be filled with hope in you. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Thank you, Lord, for saving me on the cross. I pray against every spiritual attack against my body and health in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every plan of the enemy to bring sickness and disease to my body be destroyed in the powerful name of Jesus. I put my trust in you alone, Father. Take charge over my health, Lord, that I may enjoy good health. Grant me the strength to overcome all that has become weak in me, Lord. May I be filled with the courage of the Holy Spirit to recover and bear every physical and emotional difficulty. Let your hedge of protection be upon my life. Guide me towards better health in you. I celebrate and acknowledge you, Lord, as my greatest healer. Thank you, Lord, for your healing hands over my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My great healer, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the mercies you have shown me. I ask that you have mercy upon me and forgive me for all of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O Lord, you said if we call on you, you will answer us and save us. I call on you this day in my suffering, and I ask that you let your healing waters flow through my body. You are the only true source of healing, and in you, there's true calm and peace. Father, in my pain and state of depression, give me the grace to trust in your never-ending care, and also in your love and power that surrounds me. Revelation 21:4 says, "You will wipe away all tears from my eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Lord, I stand on your word, and I ask that you wipe away this pain weighing me down. Wipe away this sickness from my life. Wipe away this weakness in my body and grant me divine health and healing. Deliver me, O God, and restore unto me peace in my body, soul, and mind. God, I thank you for healing me. I have faith in you, and I know you have restored unto me new health and new strength. I trust in your wisdom and providence to give me health, strength, and peace in due season. My great healer, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the mercies you have shown me. I ask that you have mercy upon me and forgive me for all of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O Lord, you said if we call on you, you will answer us and save us. I call on you this day in my suffering, and I ask that you let your healing waters flow through my body. You are the only true source of healing, and in you there's true calm and peace. Father, in my pain and state of depression, give me the grace to trust in your never-ending care and also in your love and power that surrounds me. Revelation 21:4 says, "You will wipe away all tears from my eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Lord, I stand on your word, and I ask that you wipe away this pain weighing me down. Wipe away this sickness from my life. Wipe away this weakness in my body and grant me divine health and healing. Deliver me, O God, and restore unto me peace in my body, soul, and mind. God, I thank you for healing me. I have faith in you, and I know you have restored unto me new health and new strength. I trust in your wisdom and providence to give me health, strength, and peace in due season. I thank you in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. My great healer, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the mercies you have shown me. I ask that you have mercy upon me and forgive me for all of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O Lord, you said if we call on you, you will answer us and save us. I call on you this day in my suffering, and I ask that you let your healing waters flow through my body. You are the only true source of healing, and in you there's true calm and peace. Father, in my pain and state of depression, give me the grace to trust in your never-ending care and also in your love and power that surrounds me. Revelation 21:4 says, "You will wipe away all tears from my eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Lord, I stand on your word, and I ask that you wipe away this pain weighing me down. Wipe away this sickness from my life. Wipe away this weakness in my body, and grant me divine health and healing. Deliver me, O God, and restore unto me peace in my body, soul, and mind. God, I thank you for healing me. I have faith in you, and I know you have restored unto me new health and new strength. I trust in your wisdom and providence to give me health, strength, and peace in due season. My great healer, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the mercies you have shown me. I ask that you have mercy upon me and forgive me for all of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O Lord, you said if we call on you, you will answer us and save us. I call on you this day in my suffering, and I ask that you let your healing waters flow through my body. You are the only true source of healing, and in you, there's true calm and peace. Father, in my pain and state of depression, give me the grace to trust in your never-ending care, and also in your love and power that surrounds me. Revelation 21:4 says, "You will wipe away all tears from my eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Lord, I stand on your word, and I ask that you wipe away this pain weighing me down. Wipe away this sickness from my life. Wipe away this weakness in my body and grant me divine health and healing. Deliver me, O God, and restore unto me peace in my body, soul, and mind. God, I thank you for healing me. I have faith in you, and I know you have restored unto me new health and new strength. I trust in your wisdom and providence to give me health, strength, and peace in due season. I thank you in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you today seeking healing and restoration for the sick and weary. I trust in you alone to heal them with your mighty hands. Take their pain away according to your will and in your time. It is written in Psalm chapter 62, verse 55, that I stand silently before the Lord, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. I bring their tired, worn-out feelings to you. Scoop them up and rescue them this day from the plots and plans of the enemy. Through the power of your name, I demolish, cast down, and completely shatter any stronghold that is keeping them from living complete freedom and victory in you. Lord, heal their sick and weary hearts. I destroy every stronghold of bitterness, anger, fear, and shame. I lay all their pains and anxieties at your feet in exchange for your peace in their lives. Refreshing their hearts and soul, Lord, lead them into your presence when they grow sick and weary. Help them to know you don't give trials we cannot face, because we never face them alone. Lord, let the burden of pain be bearable, not because of their own strength, but because of yours. You are the God who identifies every discouragement, agony, and broken part of us. Lift their spirits when they are crushed, in despair, frustrated, tired, and empty. You promised us life and a great, wild, ridiculous hope. When their bodies fail, let them feel your touch. Calm their timid hearts and bring rest to the weary places. Father, Lord, help them to remember your promise that you are with us even to the end. Be their healer, Lord Jesus. I reach out their broken hands to you in hope that you will restore their health. There is no one who has the power to heal the sick except you. Lord, they strive to walk in the path of righteousness. Walk with them so that they may have your peace and healing. You gave your word and heal the lands. I pray you will bring healing to every sick and weary heart today and forgive their sins. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 16 to 17 says that, "Lord, By such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health, and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Heal every sick and anxious heart, O Lord. Take away their sorrows and put joy and laughter in their mouth. You said in your word that the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Deliver them, Lord, from this pain and anxiety. Keep them safe under your protection and bring rest to their hearts. I bless your name for your healing power. Heavenly Father, I come to you today seeking healing and restoration for the sick and weary. I trust in you alone to heal them with your mighty hands. Take their pain away according to your will and in your time. It is written in Psalm chapter 62, verse 55, that I stand silently before the Lord, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. I bring their tired, worn-out feelings to you. Scoop them up and rescue them this day from the plots and plans of the enemy. Through the power of your name, I demolish, cast down, and completely shatter any stronghold that is keeping them from living complete freedom and victory in you. Lord, heal their sick and weary hearts. I destroy every stronghold of bitterness, anger, fear, and shame. I lay all their pains and anxieties at your feet in exchange for your peace in their lives. Refreshing their hearts and soul, Lord, lead them into your presence when they grow sick and weary. Help them to know you don't give trials we cannot face, because we never face them alone. Lord, let the burden of pain be bearable, not because of their own strength, but because of yours. You are the God who identifies every discouragement, agony, and broken part of us. Lift their spirits when they are crushed, in despair, frustrated, tired, and empty. You promised us life and a great, wild, ridiculous hope. When their bodies fail, let them feel your touch. Calm their timid hearts and bring rest to the weary places. Father, Lord, help them to remember your promise that you are with us even to the end. Be their healer, Lord Jesus. I reach out their broken hands to you in hope that you will restore their health. There is no one who has the power to heal the sick except you. Lord, they strive to walk in the path of righteousness. Walk with them so that they may have your peace and healing. You gave your word and heal the lands. I pray you will bring healing to every sick and weary heart today and forgive their sins. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 16 to 17 says that, Lord, by such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health, and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Heal every sick and anxious heart, O Lord. Take away their sorrows and put joy and laughter in their mouth. You said in your word that the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Deliver them, Lord, from this pain and anxiety. Keep them safe under your protection and bring rest to their hearts. I bless your name for your healing power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you today seeking healing and restoration for the sick and weary. I trust in you alone to heal them with your mighty hands. Take their pain away according to your will and in your time. It is written in Psalm chapter 62, verse 55, that I stand silently before the Lord, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. I bring their tired, worn-out feelings to you. Scoop them up and rescue them this day from the plots and plans of the enemy. Through the power of your name, I demolish, cast down, and completely shatter any stronghold that is keeping them from living complete freedom and victory in you. Lord, heal their sick and weary hearts. I destroy every stronghold of bitterness, anger, fear, and shame. I lay all their pains and anxieties at your feet in exchange for your peace in their lives. Refreshing their hearts and soul, Lord, lead them into your presence when they grow sick and weary. Help them to know you don't give trials we cannot face because we never face them alone. Lord, let the burden of pain be bearable, not because of their own strength, but because of yours. You are the God who identifies every discouragement, agony, and broken part of us. Lift their spirits when they are crushed, in despair, frustrated, tired, and empty. You promised us life and a great, wild, ridiculous hope. When their bodies fail, let them feel your touch. Calm their timid hearts and bring rest to the weary places. Father, Lord, help them to remember your promise that you are with us even to the end. Be their healer, Lord Jesus. I reach out their broken hands to you in hope that you will restore their health. There is no one who has the power to heal the sick except you. Lord, they strive to walk in the path of righteousness. Walk with them so that they may have your peace and healing. You gave your word and heal the lands. I pray you will bring healing to every sick and weary heart today and forgive their sins. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 16 to 17 says that, Lord, by such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Heal every sick and anxious heart, O Lord. Take away their sorrows and put joy and laughter in their mouth. You said in your word that the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Deliver them, Lord, from this pain and anxiety. Keep them safe under your protection and bring rest to their hearts. I bless your name for your healing power. Heavenly Father, I come to you today seeking healing and restoration for the sick and weary. I trust in you alone to heal them with your mighty hands. Take their pain away, according to your will and in your time. It is written in Psalm chapter 62, verse 55, that I stand silently before the Lord, waiting for Him to rescue me, for salvation comes from Him alone. Yes, He alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. I bring their tired, worn-out feelings to you. Scoop them up and rescue them this day from the plots and plans of the enemy. Through the power of your name, I demolish, cast down, and completely shatter any stronghold that is keeping them from living complete freedom and victory in you. Lord, heal their sick and weary hearts. I destroy every stronghold of bitterness, anger, fear, and shame. I lay all their pains and anxieties at your feet in exchange for your peace in their lives. Refreshing their hearts and soul, Lord, lead them into your presence when they grow sick and weary. Help them to know you don't give trials we cannot face, because we never face them alone. Lord, let the burden of pain be bearable, not because of their own strength, but because of yours. You are the God who identifies every discouragement, agony, and broken part of us. Lift their spirits when they are crushed, in despair, frustrated, tired, and empty. You promised us life and a great, wild, ridiculous hope. When their bodies fail, let them feel your touch. Calm their timid hearts and bring rest to the weary places. Father, Lord, help them to remember your promise that you are with us even to the end. Be their healer, Lord Jesus. I reach out their broken hands to you in hope that you will restore their health. There is no one who has the power to heal the sick except you. Lord, they strive to walk in the path of righteousness. Walk with them so that they may have your peace and healing. You gave your word and heal the lands. I pray you will bring healing to every sick and weary heart today and forgive their sins. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 16 to 17 says that, Lord, by such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Heal every sick and anxious heart, O Lord. Take away their sorrows and put joy and laughter in their mouth. You said in your word that the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Deliver them, Lord, from this pain and anxiety. Keep them safe under your protection, and bring rest to their hearts. I bless your name for your healing power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come into your presence today asking for your strength. Be near me in my time of weakness and pain. Sustain me by your grace, that my strength and courage may not fail. Heal me according to your will. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10 says that, but to keep me from being puffed up with pride, because of the many wonderful things I saw, I was given a painful physical ailment which acts as Satan's messenger to beat me and keep me from being proud. 3 times, I prayed to the Lord about this and asked to take it away, but his answer was, "My grace is all you need, for my power is greatest when you are weak. I am most happy, then, to be proud of my weaknesses in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me. I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecutions, and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I come to you, Lord, feeling weak and helpless. Everything seems impossible. You said I should come to you with my burdens, and you will grant me rest. The Bible says you are my rock and my fortress. You are all-knowing and powerful. Heal me of all my weaknesses and give me your strength. I ask that you remove this burden from me. Take away my weakness. I confess that I hate this weakness in me. Strengthen my body, soul, and mind. Grant me physical and spiritual healing. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. Let your healing power flow now and drive out every weakness in my body. I receive strength and hope in the mighty name of Jesus." Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Put your joy in my heart, that it may bring strength to my body. Heal me both physically and mentally." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Restore every lost strength in me, and take this weakness far from my dwelling. Overshadow me with your glory, that others may see your goodness and give praise to your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for being my strength in times of weakness." Heavenly Father, I come into your presence today, asking for your strength. Be near me in my time of weakness and pain. Sustain me by your grace, that my strength and courage may not fail. Heal me according to your will. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10 says that, "But to keep me from being puffed up with pride, because of the many wonderful things I saw, I was given a painful physical ailment, which acts as Satan's messenger to beat me and keep me from being proud. Three times I prayed to the Lord about this and asked to take it away. But his answer was, 'My grace is all you need, for my power is greatest when you are weak. I am most happy then to be proud of my weaknesses in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me. I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecutions, and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I come to you, Lord, feeling weak and helpless. Everything seems impossible. You said I should come to you with my burdens, and you will grant me rest. The Bible says you are my rock and my fortress. You are all-knowing and powerful. Heal me of all my weaknesses and give me your strength. I ask that you remove this burden from me. Take away my weakness. I confess that I hate this weakness in me. Strengthen my body, soul, and mind. Grant me physical and spiritual healing. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. Let your healing power flow now and drive out every weakness in my body. I receive strength and hope in the mighty name of Jesus. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Put your joy in my heart, that it may bring strength to my body. Heal me both physically and mentally. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Restore every lost strength in me, and take this weakness far from my dwelling. Overshadow me with your glory, that others may see your goodness and give praise to your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for being my strength in times of weakness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Heavenly Father, I come into your presence today asking for your strength. Be near me in my time of weakness and pain. Sustain me by your grace, that my strength and courage may not fail. Heal me according to your will. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10 says that, "But to keep me from being puffed up with pride, because of the many wonderful things I saw, I was given a painful physical ailment which acts as Satan's messenger to beat me and keep me from being proud. Three times I prayed to the Lord about this and asked to take it away, but his answer was, 'My grace is all you need, for my power is greatest when you are weak.' I am most happy then to be proud of my weaknesses, in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me. I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecutions, and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I come to you, Lord, feeling weak and helpless. Everything seems impossible. You said I should come to you with my burdens, and you will grant me rest. The Bible says you are my rock and my fortress. You are all-knowing and powerful. Heal me of all my weaknesses and give me your strength. I ask that you remove this burden from me. Take away my weakness. I confess that I hate this weakness in me. Strengthen my body, soul, and mind. Grant me physical and spiritual healing. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. Let your healing power flow now and drive out every weakness in my body. I receive strength and hope in the mighty name of Jesus." Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Put your joy in my heart, that it may bring strength to my body. Heal me both physically and mentally." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Restore every lost strength in me, and take this weakness far from my dwelling. Overshadow me with your glory, that others may see your goodness and give praise to your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for being my strength in times of weakness." Heavenly Father, I come into your presence today asking for your strength. Be near me in my time of weakness and pain. Sustain me by your grace, that my strength and courage may not fail. Heal me according to your will. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10 says that, "But to keep me from being puffed up with pride, because of the many wonderful things I saw, I was given a painful physical ailment which acts as Satan's messenger to beat me and keep me from being proud. Three times I prayed to the Lord about this and asked to take it away, but his answer was, 'My grace is all you need, for my power is greatest when you are weak.' I am most happy, then, to be proud of my weaknesses, in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me. I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecutions, and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I come to you, Lord, feeling weak and helpless. Everything seems impossible. You said I should come to you with my burdens, and you will grant me rest. The Bible says you are my rock and my fortress. You are all-knowing and powerful. Heal me of all my weaknesses, and give me your strength. I ask that you remove this burden from me. Take away my weakness. I confess that I hate this weakness in me. Strengthen my body, soul, and mind. Grant me physical and spiritual healing. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. Let your healing power flow now and drive out every weakness in my body. I receive strength and hope in the mighty name of Jesus." Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Put your joy in my heart, that it may bring strength to my body. Heal me both physically and mentally." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Restore every lost strength in me, and take this weakness far from my dwelling. Overshadow me with your glory, that others may see your goodness and give praise to your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for being my strength in times of weakness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Diseases and sicknesses are constant in the world. Praying for healing is one of the most important and urgent prayers we pray as believers when we are in pain physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Jesus Christ healed many from sickness, iniquity, and even death throughout his journey of spreading the gospel about the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us in Matthew 4, verse 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among people. From then till today, wherever the name of Jesus Christ is mentioned, no sickness or disease can stand the name, no matter how serious and strange the sickness is. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Back your prayers with faith and receive God's healing power through His Son, Jesus Christ." Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving me the strength to pray even in this distressed state of mine. I am at your healing door, knocking to have access to your unfailing power that heals. Divine Healer, Your word says that by your stripes we are healed. I am emotionally broken. The cares of the world and the burden that life puts on me each day have overwhelmed me. I cannot take it anymore. Therefore, I lay down all the pain and suffering I'm going through before you. Have mercy upon me and heal me from this unbearable pain. Put your healing hand upon me and let your healing power flow through my whole being. You said in your word, in Psalms 107 verses 19 to 20, that when we cry unto you in our trouble, you will save us out of our distress, and you will send your word to heal us and deliver us from our destructions. Surround me with supernatural peace and strength, and shield me with your blood that speaks. Be the master psychologist you are, and fix anything broken within my spiritual being. I come against any negative influence in my surroundings that take a toll on my emotions. Holy Spirit, take absolute control of my mind and my body. Put the enemy to shame and make their plans futile. Father, let your peace find my inner being. Calm every storm in my mind and make me whole again. I know this canker has no place in me because I believe in you, and your word has assured me that you will never let your children suffer. Thank you for healing me, Lord, and for taking dominion over this sickness in my life. Thank you for restoring divine sanity in my life. Diseases and sicknesses are constant in the world. Praying for healing is one of the most important and urgent prayers we pray as believers when we are in pain physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Jesus Christ healed many from sickness, iniquity, and even death throughout his journey of spreading the gospel about the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us in Matthew 4, verse 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among people. From then till today, wherever the name of Jesus Christ is mentioned, no sickness or disease can stand the name, no matter how serious and strange the sickness is. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Back your prayers with faith and receive God's healing power through His Son, Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving me the strength to pray even in this distressed state of mine. I am at your healing door, knocking to have access to your unfailing power that heals. Divine Healer, your word says that by your stripes we are healed. I am emotionally broken. The cares of the world and the burden that life puts on me each day have overwhelmed me. I cannot take it anymore. Therefore, I lay down all the pain and suffering I'm going through before you. Have mercy upon me and heal me from this unbearable pain. Put your healing hand upon me and let your healing power flow through my whole being. You said in your word, in Psalms 107 verses 19 to 20, that when we cry unto you in our trouble, you will save us out of our distress, and you will send your word to heal us and deliver us from our destructions. Surround me with supernatural peace and strength, and shield me with your blood that speaks. Be the master psychologist you are, and fix anything broken within my spiritual being. I come against any negative influence in my surroundings that take a toll on my emotions. Holy Spirit, take absolute control of my mind and my body. Put the enemy to shame and make their plans futile. Father, let your peace find my inner being. Calm every storm in my mind and make me whole again. I know this canker has no place in me because I believe in you, and your word has assured me that you will never let your children suffer. Thank you for healing me, Lord, and for taking dominion over the sickness in my life. Thank you for restoring divine sanity in my life. I thank you, and I glorify you for an answered prayer. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Diseases and sicknesses are constant in the world. Praying for healing is one of the most important and urgent prayers we pray as believers when we are in pain physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Jesus Christ healed many from sickness, iniquity, and even death throughout his journey of spreading the gospel about the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us in Matthew 4, verse 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among people." From then till today, wherever the name of Jesus Christ is mentioned, no sickness or disease can stand the name, no matter how serious and strange the sickness is. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Back your prayers with faith and receive God's healing power through His Son, Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving me the strength to pray even in this distressed state of mine. I am at your healing door, knocking to have access to your unfailing power that heals. Divine Healer, your word says that by your stripes we are healed. I am emotionally broken. The cares of the world and the burden that life puts on me each day have overwhelmed me. I cannot take it anymore. Therefore, I lay down all the pain and suffering I'm going through before you. Have mercy upon me and heal me from this unbearable pain. Put your healing hand upon me and let your healing power flow through my whole being. You said in your word, in Psalms 107 verses 19 to 20, that when we cry unto you in our trouble, you will save us out of our distress, and you will send your word to heal us and deliver us from our destructions. Surround me with supernatural peace and strength, and shield me with your blood that speaks. Be the master psychologist you are and fix anything broken within my spiritual being. I come against any negative influence in my surroundings that take a toll on my emotions. Holy Spirit, take absolute control of my mind and my body. Put the enemy to shame and make their plans futile. Father, let your peace find my inner being. Calm every storm in my mind and make me whole again. I know this canker has no place in me because I believe in you, and your word has assured me that you will never let your children suffer. Thank you for healing me, Lord, and for taking dominion over the sickness in my life. Thank you for restoring divine sanity in my life. Diseases and sicknesses are constant in the world. Praying for healing is one of the most important and urgent prayers we pray as believers when we are in pain physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Jesus Christ healed many from sickness, iniquity, and even death throughout his journey of spreading the gospel about the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us in Matthew 4, verse 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among people." From then till today, wherever the name of Jesus Christ is mentioned, no sickness or disease can stand the name, no matter how serious and strange the sickness is. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Back your prayers with faith and receive God's healing power through His Son, Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving me the strength to pray even in this distressed state of mine. I am at your healing door, knocking to have access to your unfailing power that heals. Divine Healer, your word says that by your stripes we are healed. I am emotionally broken. The cares of the world and the burden that life puts on me each day have overwhelmed me. I cannot take it anymore. Therefore, I lay down all the pain and suffering I'm going through before you. Have mercy upon me and heal me from this unbearable pain. Put your healing hand upon me and let your healing power flow through my whole being. You said in your word, in Psalms 107 verses 19 to 20, that when we cry unto you in our trouble, you will save us out of our distress, and you will send your word to heal us and deliver us from our destructions. Surround me with supernatural peace and strength, and shield me with your blood that speaks. Be the master psychologist you are, and fix anything broken within my spiritual being. I come against any negative influence in my surroundings that take a toll on my emotions. Holy Spirit, take absolute control of my mind and my body. Put the enemy to shame and make their plans futile. Father, let your peace find my inner being. Calm every storm in my mind and make me whole again. I know this canker has no place in me because I believe in you, and your word has assured me that you will never let your children suffer. Thank you for healing me, Lord, and for taking dominion over the sickness in my life. Thank you for restoring divine sanity in my life. I thank you, and I glorify you for an answered prayer. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come to your throne of grace with my burdens and pains. I need your healing power in my life. Comfort me in my suffering. Lend skills to the hands of my healers and bless the means used for my care. Give me confidence in the power of your grace as I put my trust in you. Let your healing power flow through my veins. I speak life into every dead cell in my body in Jesus' name. I reach up to you and receive this healing so that I may be able to minister to others in a way that brings fullness to your glory. How wonderful it is to be able to worship you without stain or blemish and to be totally healed and walk in wholeness. I come humbly before you, asking you to heal me in every area of my life. I give you my heart and faith that you can make me whole. I believe you are my healer and redeemer. Help me pursue healing while I wait for my miracle, and fill me afresh with your power and love. I am before you today as a child, longing to hear from you and seeking your divine healing. I do know that with a touch of your hands, you can make me whole. Dear Lord, I am sick and tired of being sick and in pain. I reach forward today to touch the hem of your garment and receive my healing in Jesus' name. I give you this hurt, pain, weakness, and sorrow in exchange for your comfort. You bind up my wounds so they can heal. You give rest to my heart so it can be strong again. You give power to the weak and strength to the powerless. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Heal me from whatever might separate me from you. Heal my memory, heart, and emotions. Lay your gentle hands on me and heal me through. I stand on your word in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. But now I will heal and mend them. I will make whole and bless them with an abundance of peace and security. Let your world be fulfilled in my life. Make me whole and bless me with your peace and security. Guide me toward better health. Protect me from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let me heal miraculously. I come before you and surrender completely. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. Ultimately, I want your will to be my will. I look forward to spending eternity with you. But Lord, if you have planned still more for me to do on this earth, I not only need and want your physical healing, but through deep down cleansing and strengthening, a wholehearted renewal of all that I am. I glorify your name for your healing power in my life. Heavenly Father, I come to your throne of grace with my burdens and pains. I need your healing power in my life. Comfort me in my suffering. Lend skills to the hands of my healers and bless the means used for my care. Give me confidence in the power of your grace as I put my trust in you. Let your healing power flow through my veins. I speak life into every dead cell in my body in Jesus' name. I reach up to you and receive this healing so that I may be able to minister to others in a way that brings fullness to your glory. How wonderful it is to be able to worship you without stain or blemish and to be totally healed and walk in wholeness. I come humbly before you, asking you to heal me in every area of my life. I give you my heart and faith that you can make me whole. I believe you are my healer and redeemer. Help me pursue healing while I wait for my miracle, and fill me afresh with your power and love. I am before you today as a child, longing to hear from you and seeking your divine healing. I do know that with a touch of your hands, you can make me whole. Dear Lord, I am sick and tired of being sick and in pain. I reach forward today to touch the hem of your garment and receive my healing in Jesus' name. I give you this hurt, pain, weakness, and sorrow in exchange for your comfort. You bind up my wounds so they can heal. You give rest to my heart so it can be strong again. You give power to the weak and strength to the powerless. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Heal me from whatever might separate me from you. Heal my memory, heart, and emotions. Lay your gentle hands on me and heal me through. I stand on your word in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. But now I will heal and mend them. I will make whole and bless them with an abundance of peace and security. Let your world be fulfilled in my life. Make me whole and bless me with your peace and security. Guide me toward better health. Protect me from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let me heal miraculously. I come before you and surrender completely. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. Ultimately, I want your will to be my will. I look forward to spending eternity with you. But Lord, if you have planned still more for me to do on this earth, I not only need and want your physical healing, but through deep down cleansing and strengthening, a wholehearted renewal of all that I am. I glorify your name for your healing power in my life. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come to your throne of grace with my burdens and pains. I need your healing power in my life. Comfort me in my suffering. Lend skills to the hands of my healers and bless the means used for my care. Give me confidence in the power of your grace as I put my trust in you. Let your healing power flow through my veins. I speak life into every dead cell in my body in Jesus' name. I reach up to you and receive this healing so that I may be able to minister to others in a way that brings fullness to your glory. How wonderful it is to be able to worship you without stain or blemish and to be totally healed and walk in wholeness. I come humbly before you, asking you to heal me in every area of my life. I give you my heart and faith that you can make me whole. I believe you are my healer and redeemer. Help me pursue healing while I wait for my miracle, and fill me afresh with your power and love. I am before you today as a child, longing to hear from you and seeking your divine healing. I do know that with a touch of your hands, you can make me whole. Dear Lord, I am sick and tired of being sick and in pain. I reach forward today to touch the hem of your garment and receive my healing in Jesus' name. I give you this hurt, pain, weakness, and sorrow in exchange for your comfort. You bind up my wounds so they can heal. You give rest to my heart so it can beat strong again. You give power to the weak and strength to the powerless. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Heal me from whatever might separate me from you. Heal my memory, heart, and emotions. Lay your gentle hands on me and heal me through. I stand on your word in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. But now I will heal and mend them. I will make whole and bless them with an abundance of peace and security. Let your world be fulfilled in my life. Make me whole and bless me with your peace and security. Guide me toward better health. Protect me from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let me heal miraculously. I come before you and surrender completely. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. Ultimately, I want your will to be my will. I look forward to spending eternity with you. But Lord, if you have planned still more for me to do on this earth, I not only need and want your physical healing, but through deep down cleansing and strengthening, a wholehearted renewal of all that I am. I glorify your name for your healing power in my life. Heavenly Father, I come to your throne of grace with my burdens and pains. I need your healing power in my life. Comfort me in my suffering. Lend skills to the hands of my healers and bless the means used for my care. Give me confidence in the power of your grace as I put my trust in you. Let your healing power flow through my veins. I speak life into every dead cell in my body in Jesus' name. I reach up to you and receive this healing so that I may be able to minister to others in a way that brings fullness to your glory. How wonderful it is to be able to worship you without stain or blemish and to be totally healed and walk in wholeness. I come humbly before you, asking you to heal me in every area of my life. I give you my heart and faith that you can make me whole. I believe you are my healer and redeemer. Help me pursue healing while I wait for my miracle, and fill me afresh with your power and love. I am before you today as a child, longing to hear from you and seeking your divine healing. I do know that with a touch of your hands, you can make me whole. Dear Lord, I am sick and tired of being sick and in pain. I reach forward today to touch the hem of your garment and receive my healing in Jesus' name. I give you this hurt, pain, weakness, and sorrow in exchange for your comfort. You bind up my wounds so they can heal. You give rest to my heart so it can beat strong again. You give power to the weak and strength to the powerless. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Heal me from whatever might separate me from you. Heal my memory, heart, and emotions. Lay your gentle hands on me and heal me through. I stand on your word in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. But now I will heal and mend them. I will make whole and bless them with an abundance of peace and security. Let your world be fulfilled in my life. Make me whole and bless me with your peace and security. Guide me toward better health. Protect me from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let me heal miraculously. I come before you and surrender completely. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. Ultimately, I want your will to be my will. I look forward to spending eternity with you. But Lord, if you have planned still more for me to do on this earth, I not only need and want your physical healing, but through deep down cleansing and strengthening, a wholehearted renewal of all that I am. I glorify your name for your healing power in my life. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I know that you are always in control. I also know, Lord, that you use all things to eventually show your glory. Please comfort and heal my broken heart. I'm surrounded by clouds of sorrow, and right now, I don't know how things will get better. Lord, you know exactly how I feel right now. Mixed with feelings of anger, frustration, bitterness, or sadness, no matter how it feels, it hurts. I lift up all who have or who are experiencing a broken heart before you. I pray for healing, Lord. May you reach down and comfort us. Bring peace to our lives. Mend my broken heart, and not just patchwork where seams can be weakened and subject to breaking down again. Help me to regain confidence, trust, and the ability to forgive. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Put the bounce back in my step, put the smile back on my face, and the dance back in my feet. Heavenly Father, please fill me with the peace and joy I know can only come from you during this journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through your power alone. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says that we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Lord, please bring life to my heart and soul. Heal and mend my heart from this feeling. You are my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Heal all the pieces of my broken heart and mend them. You said in your word, Lord, that if you never felt pain, how would you know I am a comforter? Exhibit your healing power in my life right now, Lord. Heal me completely by your divine power. I pray for restoration, Lord. I pray for revival. Take away every pain implanted in my heart that doesn't seem to go away. I can no longer bear it. These eyes that shed tears long to see joy once again. Give me peace in my heart. Psalm 147, verse 3, says that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Heal me, Lord. I come to you today with a broken heart and ask for your healing. Let it flow like the streams of living water into my heart and soul. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Heavenly Father, I know that you are always in control. I also know, Lord, that you use all things to eventually show your glory. Please comfort and heal my broken heart. I'm surrounded by clouds of sorrow, and right now, I don't know how things will get better. Lord, you know exactly how I feel right now. Mixed with feelings of anger, frustration, bitterness, or sadness, no matter how it feels, it hurts. I lift up all who have or who are experiencing a broken heart before you. I pray for healing, Lord. May you reach down and comfort us. Bring peace to our lives. Mend my broken heart, and not just patchwork where seams can be weakened and subject to breaking down again. Help me to regain confidence, trust, and the ability to forgive. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Put the bounce back in my step, put the smile back on my face, and the dance back in my feet. Heavenly Father, please fill me with the peace and joy I know can only come from you during this journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through your power alone. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says that we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Lord, please bring life to my heart and soul. Heal and mend my heart from this feeling. You are my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Heal all the pieces of my broken heart and mend them. You said in your word, Lord, that if you never felt pain, how would you know I am a comforter? Exhibit your healing power in my life right now, Lord. Heal me completely by your divine power. I pray for restoration, Lord. I pray for revival. Take away every pain implanted in my heart that doesn't seem to go away. I can no longer bear it. These eyes that shed tears long to see joy once again. Give me peace in my heart. Psalm 147, verse 3, says that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Heal me, Lord. I come to You today with a broken heart and ask for Your healing. Let it flow like the streams of living water into my heart and soul. Thank You, Lord, for Your healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I know that You are always in control. I also know, Lord, that You use all things to eventually show Your glory. Please comfort and heal my broken heart. I'm surrounded by clouds of sorrow, and right now, I don't know how things will get better. Lord, You know exactly how I feel right now. Mixed with feelings of anger, frustration, bitterness, or sadness, no matter how it feels, it hurts. I lift up all who have or who are experiencing a broken heart before You. I pray for healing, Lord. May You reach down and comfort us. Bring peace to our lives. Mend my broken heart, and not just patchwork where seams can be weakened and subject to breaking down again. Help me to regain confidence, trust, and the ability to forgive. Restore unto me the joy of Your salvation, and uphold me with Your generous spirit. Put the bounce back in my step, put the smile back on my face, and the dance back in my feet. Heavenly Father, please fill me with the peace and joy I know can only come from You during this journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through Your power alone. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says that we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Lord, please bring life to my heart and soul. Heal and mend my heart from this feeling. You are my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Heal all the pieces of my broken heart and mend them. You said in Your word, Lord, that if You never felt pain, how would You know I am a comforter? Exhibit Your healing power in my life right now, Lord. Heal me completely by Your divine power. I pray for restoration, Lord. I pray for revival. Take away every pain implanted in my heart that doesn't seem to go away. I can no longer bear it. These eyes that shed tears long to see joy once again. Give me peace in my heart. Psalm 147, verse 3, says that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Heal me, Lord. I come to You today with a broken heart and ask for Your healing. Let it flow like the streams of living water into my heart and soul. Thank You, Lord, for Your healing. Heavenly Father, I know that You are always in control. I also know, Lord, that you use all things to eventually show your glory. Please comfort and heal my broken heart. I'm surrounded by clouds of sorrow, and right now, I don't know how things will get better. Lord, you know exactly how I feel right now. Mixed with feelings of anger, frustration, bitterness, or sadness, no matter how it feels, it hurts. I lift up all who have or who are experiencing a broken heart before you. I pray for healing, Lord. May you reach down and comfort us. Bring peace to our lives. Mend my broken heart, and not just patchwork where seams can be weakened and subject to breaking down again. Help me to regain confidence, trust, and the ability to forgive. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Put the bounce back in my step, put the smile back on my face, and the dance back in my feet. Heavenly Father, please fill me with the peace and joy I know can only come from you during this journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through your power alone. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says that we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Lord, please bring life to my heart and soul. Heal and mend my heart from this feeling. You are my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Heal all the pieces of my broken heart and mend them. You said in your word, Lord, that if you never felt pain, how would you know I am a comforter? Exhibit your healing power in my life right now, Lord. Heal me completely by your divine power. I pray for restoration, Lord. I pray for revival. Take away every pain implanted in my heart that doesn't seem to go away. I can no longer bear it. These eyes that shed tears long to see joy once again. Give me peace in my heart. Psalm 147, verse 3, says that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Heal me, Lord. I come to you today with a broken heart and ask for your healing. Let it flow like the streams of living water into my heart and soul. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.